Welcome to The Lord's Crusade, hosted by Perry and Veronica Williams. You can listen to these teaching segments on the iHeartMedia app, Pandora, Spotify, and the Anchor.fm app. If you would like to write, the email is kingdomnow1@live.com. That's kingdomnow1@live.com. The Facebook page is Kingdom Now Ministries International. The phone number is 816-616-0004. That's 816-616-0004. I hope you will enjoy today's session. It's already in progress.
Chapter 7 entails Noah. At this point in time, Noah has already created the ark. And because of his righteousness, and because he was a just man, he was preserved. He and his family. There's a principle in that, and I'm going to bring it to the forefront. But first, I want to look at verses 1 through 5. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and read them. Out of the Amplified, it says, "And the Lord said to Noah, come with all your household into the ark, for I have seen you to be righteous, upright, and in right standing before me in this generation." Now underline that passage or circle that passage. Verse 2, "Of every clean beast you shall receive and take with you seven pairs, the male and his mate, and of beasts that are not clean, a pair of each, the male and his mate." Now, this was never taught to me, that there were seven pairs of each animal. We do know that they were in twos. So in other words, there was a male horse, a female horse, and there were six other horses. So we're looking at quite a few animals on the ark. Quite a few, if they were in pairs of seven. This was, of course, is in the Bible, but it was never taught to me in that manner. I guess the person teaching it kind of skipped over that. I don't know if that was a mistake. I'm not sure, but I'm glad that I'm understanding it now. Verse 3, "Also of the birds of the air, seven pairs, the male and female, to keep seed, their kind, alive over all the earth or land. For in 7 days I will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights. And every living substance and thing that I have made, I will destroy, blot out, and wipe away from the face of the earth." And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. I'll say that again. And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. And I was meditating on this book, and I couldn't go past verse 5 before the Holy Spirit began to teach me. He said, Noah was preserved first and foremost for his position of being just. What is being just? Following the instructions of God. Following the instructions of God. Therefore, his family was preserved. Then the Holy Spirit showed me that there were many instances, and I'm going to bring a couple examples of how he preserved his people. I say his people because of following instructions. Now, we all have a will, and we can choose to or not to follow God's instruction. But we find that, when I say we, the body of Christ, when we find that he is the author and finisher of our faith, that he is the beginning and the end. So he already knows the outcome of our life. We're just walking it out. He already knows the end. How does he know the end? Look at the scripture. The lamb was slain before the foundation of the earth. So the plan was not an idea during the foundation. It was already completed. So therefore, getting into the mind of God, our lives have already been planned out, mapped out. And he already knows the outcome. But we can determine that outcome by aligning our will with his will, which is what Noah did. Therefore, he was deemed just and righteous. That's what it says in verse 1 of chapter 7. I have seen you to be righteous, upright, and in right standing before me in this generation. Now, we already talked about the principle of one, but we're not going to get into that yet. Now, here's another example aside from Noah. Of course, this is further down in Exodus. The children of Israel, because of their obedience, were preserved from the plagues. And they lived in a area called Goshen. So when all the plagues came and impacted Egypt, none of them impacted Goshen. But let's fast forward. Now, this is a definite following instruction. During the Passover, which we actually experienced about a week or two ago, the children of Israel were told to put the blood of a lamb on their doorposts, right above their doorposts. Because of their following instructions, they were preserved. The death angel did not come their way, but the death angel did come to Egypt and kill the firstborn. Now, all these things, I'll underline and say, they were following instructions, but they were all supernatural instances. Staying on the children of Israel, when they did leave Egypt, because of their obedience, when they traveled, they were led by a cloud by day and fire by night. God's covering, God's protection. Just like Noah was protected, he and his family. So what is the common denominator? Obeying the instruction. I'll say that again. Obeying the instruction of the Holy Spirit. Obeying the instruction of that still small voice. And trusting what he is saying to you. Standing firm on what he is saying to you. I'm going through a situation like that right now. I'll talk about it in the coming days. And I'll just say this. Every instruction that I have heard and I have implemented, there has been great breakthrough. So when the end of this matter takes place, I'll definitely talk about it. because I'm in the middle of experiencing it. And I want God to get all the glory when I talk about it. But anyway, let's move forward. So we're on chapter 7 of Genesis now. Now we have established this principle of obeying the instruction, which is followed by God protecting those who adhere to his instruction. Now, God is not a dictator. If that was the case, he would have made all of us submit to his will, because we have our own will. He wants us on our own to adhere to his instruction. And first and foremost, know him, relationship, know his character, know what he likes, know what he doesn't like. And we are clued in with the help of the Word and with the Holy Spirit, who is in tandem with, not tandem, but he's well linked with the Father, Jesus, and Jesus. They are aligned at all times. There is no division. There is no separation of the three. So if you understand the will of the Father, you understand the will of Jesus and the will of the Holy Spirit. They're all aligned. Okay? Let's move forward. Chapter 7. Noah is on the boat. And here's something that I thought about. I kind of share with Veronica, my wife. Even when Noah was on the boat, on the ark, with his family and the animals, the storm was intense. It was intense. Even as they were being preserved, the storm that surrounded them was intense. Let me show you how intense it was. When I looked at this passage, I was like, wow, this is powerful. And verse 11, it says, in the year 600 of Noah's life, in the 17th day of the second month, that same day, all the fountains of the great deep were broken up and burst forth, and the windows and floodgates of the heavens were open. So there was water coming out of the sea. Now, you know, from the sea. So there was not only a flood from the rain falling, but there was a flood from the sea. So the borders of the waters were broken. Water burst forth. Whatever was holding the water back, gravity gave way. And there was water flooding all the land. Now we're talking about the entire world. We're talking about every stitch of ground that was covered. And there was water coming from the sky, and I'm almost sure it was coming down in an intense manner. So, and I never imagined it that way. When I heard flood, or when I hear the account about the flood, I'm always thinking about the water coming out of the sky. But in this situation, in this account, the water was rising up from out of the ocean, the seas, just about every body of water, the water was rising up, as well as water coming from the sky. So that judgment was extremely intense. And as we move forward, this is where I'm going. This is where I'm going, because I'm going to stop with chapter 7 with this. There may be an instance in your life when you think everything is so overwhelming, like a flood, as if it was a flood. And I tell you, I can only imagine what Noah was experiencing when he saw all this water. Because it's nothing you've ever seen before, or I know I haven't. And it definitely was something that Noah had never seen before. This was extremely intense. But I praise God that according to his word, that nothing happens unless he lets his people know. And I underline his people, his prophets. So we're going to deem Noah a prophet because he heard the prophetic word that there was going to be a flood. And he also heard the prophetic instructions of building an ark. And thank God that his will lined up with the Father's will. And because of that, his family was preserved. Which in reality, mankind was preserved. God did a reset with Noah. And because of that reset, here we are. Here we are on the earth. So if there is a storm in your life right now, it may be simple to say, trust God, but we have to stand firm. I advise you to seek him. And what I mean by that, I don't want to sound religious. Go into prayer, not stating your problem, but seeking a solution, such as, Father, what part, what role should I play in solving this problem? Because God is looking for a partnership. And he already has the answer. He's always looking for someone to implement his will in the earth. And if you were to implement it in your own personal situations and model that before others, that would be a way that you would teach and demonstrate the will of God or the intent of God in the lives of others. So what I want to do now is speak wholeness over those who have been challenged emotionally. I'm talking about depression, anxiety, fear, all those things that keep you from trusting God. We denounce the works of the enemy. Well, Jesus already did that. He said that he came to destroy the works of the enemy. And when he said it was finished, it's done. Now we have to move by faith and declare not only that it's done, but speak life into those who are faced with challenges right now, emotional challenges. Let wholeness have its perfect way in the life of those who have been impacted emotionally. We declare that they have a sound mind. We also declare that they have the mind of Christ. We declare that their faith increases to new levels, that their faith is exercised to a point where this challenge right now was just an exercise. We declare these things now in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This was chapter 7 of Genesis. We'll be on chapter 8 next week, and we'll have a few more nuggets for you. I advise you to read chapter 7, and I would love to hear your revelation that the Holy Spirit has provided you with. And if you want the Holy Spirit and you have not received him, the scripture says all you have to do is ask for him. Ask for him. He is a game changer. Your understanding and your wisdom, your knowledge of the word and of God will increase just by receiving the Holy Spirit. Receiving Holy Spirit. God bless you, everyone. Love to hear some feedback. You can post it on Facebook Live. Not Facebook Live, but the Kingdom Now Ministries International Facebook page, or on our YouTube channel, Kingdom Now Ministries International. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great evening.
Thank you for listening to today's teaching with Perry and Veronica Williams. You can listen to these teaching segments on the iHeartMedia app, Pandora, Spotify, and the Anchor.fm app. If you would like to write, the email is kingdomnow1@live.com. That's kingdomnow1@live.com. The Facebook page is Kingdom Now Ministries International. The phone number is 816-616-0004. That's 816-616-0004. I hope you enjoyed today's segment. Have a great day.